his eyes. Just for fun, he says, get a job. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Ah, but don't you believe them. Said, hey, little boy, you can't go where the others go. You don't look like they do. Said, hey, old man, how can you stand to think that way? Did you really think about it before you made the rules? He said, sure.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Oh, and some of my very favorite people are here today from the community, and we're going to go in depth. So this is Truth in Advertising, too, which is so great. We want to welcome to KDWA Carrie Gore. She is with Hastings Community Education, and we want to say hi to Derek Jagger. He is with the Hastings YMCA and also Lee Stoffel with the City of Hastings. And we're here today to talk about Thrive and to give an update on how that initiative is going. Great to see all of you. Thank you so much for coming. And I know it's hard to jive your schedules. So who first wants to tell us what Thrive is? Because that's a new word perhaps to some of our listeners.
I'll step in on that one. So Thrive, the Equity, Inclusion, and Diversity Initiative has been meeting for about a year and a half, a little over a year and a half. And we've gone through all these processes. We've held all these community labs and tried to get engagement with the city, listen to everybody's ideas. And what we learned from all of that is that while we do have differences of opinion on different topics here and there, we all agreed that we want Hastings to be a community that can thrive, a community where everyone can thrive. We can work here, we can visit here, we can live here, and we can thrive here. So that's where we decided that it really made sense to kind of rebrand the initiative and let people know that this is kind of how we identify with it and how the community has identified with it. So now when you're looking for information,
name. I mean, it's yeah. a perfect name.
I mean, every time we talk about it, people get excited. People connect with that word a little bit more
versus
some of the
long,
other ones.
The yeah. long way you used to explain what you're up to.
Right. And I think some people would feel uncertain when they heard some of those other terms. So what does that mean? What are you really talking about? And I think that this is a great way to describe it. What we want to do is help people learn how to make our community more welcoming and how to make it so that new people can come here and they can thrive here. And people who've lived here forever, for generations, they're thriving here. We can all be together and thrive.
I love that word. And you certainly do a lot of thriving at the YMCA in different ways. You help people thrive.
Absolutely. That's what we say, too. But I think the really cool piece of how we came to this, as Lee said, we've been working on this for a year and a half and gathering so much data and information from our community. So when we really went into this train-the-trainer session where we kind of broke this down and said, how do we now roll this out as a community, Thrive just came to the top. But probably a year and a half ago, it might not have come to the top as the word, but with all of the information that we gathered from the community, it just became natural. Like, this is what our community is telling us that we want mm-hmm. to do, that we want for everybody who's here. So I'm not only excited because it seems like it really tracks with people, but it's also what our community had said. And this isn't a group of people saying this is what we're going to do. This is hundreds and hundreds of people mm-hmm. who came together with really the same idea and say, you know, we want people to thrive in our community.
What does thrive mean to each of you, the word thrive?
I think that when you're able to thrive, you're able to be happy where you're at. Enjoy where you are, where you're living, where you're working, your family life, your neighborhood. You're able to be who you are, where you're at any moment in time.
I think that's really a great way to say it. Carrie, from the school system's point of view, I know this was something that initially was looked at by Mark
right,
Zuzic.
Mark Zuzic, yeah.
Because the school is ever-changing.
That's right.
And so it's an important piece to have the school as part of this as well.
Yep, that's right. And I feel like since this initiative has started, there's been quite a few things that the school has taken action on. And some of the things are small but make a huge impact. And then some of the things that we're doing are pretty big. So one of the things that recently we were awarded was the Achievement in Integration Award for our school district. And that's a 3-year award. And it's going to enable us to do a lot of great things in our school system.
Like what?
Well, one of the biggest things that we have is a new coordinator. He's the Equity Integration Coordinator, and he is just going to be starting off soon, and he'll be working with developing training and resources for staff. He'll review ideas and suggestions to help close the achievement gap. He'll provide equity in technology, which I'm really excited about, and other aspects of inequity. So I know that one of the purchases that they've made recently is some translation technology so that we can make sure that information is going home to families in their own languages.
And I know in part two of this, we will get to some of the information that has bubbled up from all of this. But it's my understanding there's over 30 languages that are primarily spoken in the Hastings school system. Is that correct?
Correct. And, you know, I can't even probably list off,
no,
you know, 20, I mean, but 30, that's just outstanding.
So tell us a little bit more about where we have been and where we are right now.
Well, Mo, one thing that we have, and it's available on our webpage, is we did do this kind of, it ended up being about a 16-month look-back document. It's the Equity and Inclusion Snapshot. And it talks about all of the community partners that have been involved in this and some of the action steps that they've taken. Like Carrie said, the school district is definitely a leader as far as taking action. I think that they're firsthand. They're seeing the changes that we're seeing in our town because they're in the schools. I mean, it's the students that we're seeing the changes. When you look at that demographic presentation, you're seeing the younger people. That's where you're seeing a lot of change happening faster. So they've really done some amazing things. But also within the city government, police department, and some of our nonprofits are doing some really interesting things and taking some initiative to help bring this to, you know, to our organizations, where you need to have both kinds of changes. You need to have organizational change, and you also need kind of that grassroots change within the community.
So from a government standpoint, what are some of the things that you would like to key on that have people are working on?
I think part of it is just the city getting on board with this initiative. So the city was one of the major funding partners in funding the last 2 years of work with the Equity Innovation Labs and the YMCA Center for Equity. So having the city council sign on to that and sign on to the proclamation with the school district, that was a big step in saying, you know, yep, we're here, we're going to be part of this. So that was that. We also have there's a lot of training that goes on already in the police department. They have some really neat initiatives. Part of that is just mandated training that's happened in Minnesota in the last couple of years. So they're increasing their amount of cultural awareness trainings and different things like that. Another really neat thing that I thought was happening is that they signed up in a partnership with Dakota County to have kind of a liaison between our police force and other county services that are available to people.
It's a great idea.
It's a huge, yeah. And I think actually you guys have had Angela mm-hmm. on your show before, but that is a really big step for trying to connect people. Instead of having people fall through the cracks or repeatedly need services, this tries to connect the dots and sort of help that person thrive by providing the services and connecting them with all the information that they need. So I think that was a really neat one that they have. And then one other one is the Vitals program. That's another great program. Vitals is a free service that anyone that has an issue that you might not visibly be able to see, but they might need special services, and they want to make sure that police are aware of that in times of crisis. They have something they can wear on their body called a beacon. It can either be like in your pocket or it can be used through your phone, and then that sends a signal to police when they're within, it's like 50 feet or 80 feet of that person, so that they know immediately when they're dealing with somebody, whether or not that person might be having a mental health crisis, or maybe that person has a physical disability or something that they would need that person to know. So it's another really kind of cool thing that the Hastings PD has signed on to.
And it's my understanding that there has been an interpreter secured?
That is actually kind of with help. We have gotten that help with the school district, because the school district already did that. So we were reaching out to them. How can we provide more messages? How can we have that available? We've been doing more translating online and things like that. So,
and what about businesses and nonprofits? How have they gotten involved?
Well, I think from the from the Y standpoint, obviously, and the nonprofit standpoint, the thing that I've really been excited to see happen is really just building this culture around what does this work even mean, which is when we first started, you look at, you know, diversity and equity and all this, it's just buzzwords, and I think that's one of the biggest things that I've been focusing on is showing how we can do these trainings and how we can have these discussions and really include everybody in these discussions, and it's not scary. And people who have taken the chance to come and be a part of the trainings or be a part of all of this have really seen that. I've heard a lot of feedback from people saying, oh wow, that wasn't what I thought it would be, or this was easy, or, you know, I can totally see why we're doing this. So I think overall just helping to build that culture is what I in engaging that the Equity Center from the Twin Cities wise in to help us do that is kind of been that overarching piece that we've kind of been working on through this whole piece. And then through the business, as I'm also involved with some chamber things, there's definitely some groups that are starting to meet now within the business community, looking at hiring practices and hiring and bringing people in to really fill jobs. And you know, even to I forget, there's a women's leadership group that's formed as well. Women business owners leadership group that's forming, and they have an event coming up. So, you know, everybody, and that's kind of going back to what I said about the culture that we're trying to build, is this isn't a group of people or one organization trying to say, hey, we're running, this is how we do it. It'll never work. It'll never sustain itself. So it's really cool to see how that is building, and everybody's kind of got a piece to this. And eventually that it'll just be part of who we are in Hastings.
Carrie, don't you think that you work with a lot of other entities, and that is something special about Hastings, is that a lot of these organizations partner together on many, many things for the good of I'm thinking about how Hastings Family Service relies on each of you in this room, how the United Way of Hastings, and so that's really special about Hastings, I bet.
Right. There's a lot of connections here, and I think people are really good at collaborating here. And they're finding different ways to reach out across entities. So when we speak about businesses, one of the examples that we've had with our adult basic ed program, our ABE program, is how do we go beyond the borders of our education system and helping adults thrive in our community as well. And so we've been looking at businesses that really are struggling to fill positions in our community. And if you look around, you can see help wanted signs everywhere. And so we have students that are looking for jobs, and even beyond that, students that are looking for promotions within jobs that they already have, but just need skills, whether it's educational related or maybe language barriers that are preventing them from receiving those promotions. So we wanted to start collaborating with businesses as well, and I think that there is a lot of positivity because people are really interested in filling those empty positions.
Mm-hmm. What about the chamber, too? Are you working with the chamber on some of these things?
Yeah, Christy is part of our steering committee with the chamber, and like I said, trying to look at new ways to engage our business community really around those jobs and around just the growth of Hastings and sustainability of our businesses.
Mm-hmm. And first impressions of our city, too, I think. You know, I think that's what's really going to get people here that want to stay here. I was talking to somebody earlier that in the course of probably 2 weeks, just a couple weeks ago, I met two different families that moved to Hastings, and it wasn't necessarily for the schools. It wasn't for, both of their reasons were this was a place that was centrally located. I work in this city. My husband works in this city. And I thought that was interesting that, because I think when they get to Hastings, they will see all the great things that we have to offer.
But I think that's really, it's really important what you're saying. And I think that's something that we as a group are going to keep looking at and keep diving into that. If you look on some of the data on our website, you can see that when we did have to kind of boil it all down, what came out of those labs is that we wanted to focus on those three areas of increasing cultural competency, providing trust and safety for all, and also bridging community. That was something that came up over and over and over again, making sure that people feel welcome when they come to Hastings. When you're new, it's a huge deal. And actually, there was a really good article today in the Star Tribune that talked about this issue in all of Minnesota, about how, especially attracting like 35 to 45-year-olds, that they're starting to move to more rural areas. And the biggest thing is if you don't feel welcome within 2 years of moving somewhere, that's when people leave. So it's a huge issue for us to continue talking about and see if we can get creative with ideas there.
Mm-hmm. And feeling welcome means different things to different people, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's kind of the focus that we're looking at. And, you know, in my connection with the Why the Twin Cities, I've heard multiple people, or multiple times people have reached out to me to say, what is this going on in Hastings? What is this Thrive or the equity piece before? So going back to the point that we talked about people looking at communities, and this is a place I want to be, you know, we're already seeing that ripple effect of people going, now this is a community that's forward thinking and is thinking ahead. And that's really cool to hear that from all over the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm. Well, it really is cool to hear, and we're grateful that you came in to share the latest update on Thrive. If people want to learn more or want to read some of these findings, where could they go? Lee, you probably might know.
Yeah, so on our website, we're hosting a page right now until the Thrive Initiative can have their own page up and running. So currently you can find it at hastingsmn.gov/thrive. You can also find us on Facebook by just searching Thrive in Hastings. And our page should come up. So all of our events are hosted there. If you want to see historical documents on what we've been doing in the past year and a half, that's all located on the website. But everything current is on the Facebook page.
We love that. Thank you so much. Our guests today, Carrie Gore, Hastings Community Education, Derek Jagger with the Hastings Y, and Lee Stoffel with the City of Hastings. And we're so grateful for this update on Thrive. Learn more by going to hastingsmn.gov/Thrive or the Facebook page for Thrive of Hastings. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.